The Pentagon has got to go. Hey, hey, ho, ho. The Pentagon has got to go. Hey, hey, ho, ho. The Pentagon has got to go. Hey, hey, ho, ho. The Pentagon has got to go. Hey, hey, ho, ho. The Pentagon has got to go. Hey, hey, ho, ho. The Pentagon has got to go. Hey, hey, ho, ho. The Pentagon.
So this first time today is to be in communities and be at symbols of military spending like this one, of which there's one. Ah! Of which there is one in every town, in every city in America. Please come by, you on the sidewalk. Please come by. We're here to say no to absurd military spending and say yes to life. Say yes to humanity. Say yes to humor. We're saying stop the killing. Stop the insanity.
Right. Woo.
Next year, this action will continue in a national day where people will converge on the greatest symbol of military spending in the known universe at the Pentagon in Washington, D.C. And between now and then, you will hear from us. Between now and then, we will not go away. Between now and then, we will be making it a daily effort to say stop, to stop the Pentagon. We won't go away. We're not going anywhere. Since time immemorial, yes, there's been war. Since time immemorial, yes, there's been strife. Since time immemorial, there's been people standing up, putting their lives on the line and saying no, and being examples of peace in the world, and that's what we're doing today.
That's right! All right!
So today is Friday, October 24th, 1997, and it is a national
Everybody
day of protest.
Welcome to speak through the microphone.
And the War Resisters League in New York City has called a national protest all across the country against the militarism of this country, and is called A Day Without the Pentagon. And about 30 people have gathered here in front of the recruiting stations for the Air Force, the Army, the Marines, and the Navy here in Burlington, Vermont. And there's Food Not Bombs here serving vegetarian food. Looks like they have pasta with vegetables, split pea soup, and salad. And people are eating. People are educating the public about the militarism and the gross expenditures. And
well, I'm just
people talking.
Speak until please stop me. If you want to speak, please come up to the microphone and take it and start speaking.
Got it.
What if people spoke without us?
Yeah, we can do that too. We're like 10 people.
Go for it.
Yeah, we can do that. Please,
please. Oh man, food's really good, folks. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Would you like that? Where's the rest of them? You said we had a lot of salad.
People say Ronald Reagan. Reagan with Star Wars, with Strategic Offense Initiative. It's all hidden in there.
Reagan.
I'm speaking for someone else who doesn't have as loud of a voice.
Thanks.
He sounds better when you say it.
Did you say that to you guys?
Okay, so there's no police presence on the scene at this point. It's a peaceful gathering, and they've locked the doors, and they won't allow any of the protesters inside the recruiting station. Part of the point of this protest, apparently, is that they want to highlight the fact that the Pentagon is spending $1.7 billion a day, every day, on war and war preparations around the world.
We got bagels, we got the pasta dish.
Okay, this is one of the women here protesting. What's your name?
Erica.
Okay, Erica, what brought you out today?
It brought me out the insane teachings of young men to kill, to murder and kill, and being taught to kill, and that's what they do.
So that's why you're here in front of the recruiting station, is that what I gather?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And are you a member of Food Not Bombs?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
And hopefully I'll continue being a member and continue doing actions and whatnot.
Great. How's the food?
Food is great. Made it ourselves.
All right. Thanks a lot. Okay, now the protesters have gotten out some chalk, and they've decorated the building with slogans such as End Corporate Imperialism, Live for Life, Stop Feeding Corporate Greed, Make Health Not Death, and other assorted slogans. Still no police presence. Hi, would you like to do an interview?
I would. Sure.
Here's a couple other people here at the protest. What's your name?
My name's Drew Ledley.
Amy Frost.
Okay, and what brought you out today?
I think my biggest reason for coming out today is, in a way, within my own heart, to recognize those within my own family that lost their life to the wars, and how silly of a quest their lives were. And as much as I honor their presence, I have to wonder why they ever would sacrifice themselves for that. Because something like this has never brought any good to the world. It's only been human misery and misfortune. A big, tired old brick building like this hasn't done any good for this world. And so I feel for my relatives that gave their life for nothing.
Right, you're referring to the military recruiting center, I guess.
Yes, I'm referring to the recruitment center that 50 years ago, my grandfather walked into one of those and got recruited. And 100 years before that, my great-great-grandfather got recruited. And that's why I'm dedicating my life to changing things for the better, to putting my energy, instead of into something like this, into death, into life.
Great, thank you.
And today I'm here probably just to sort of put out a presence on a national day of recognition. This protest itself is something of seeing people around who are doing similar work and having a face to the sort of the other side, because there's such a nice face here and they're all sitting in there talking on the phone and whatnot and grinning, and they have an easy time walking around, and so sort of to stand up and be like, we're here too.
Great, great. And how's the food?
It's excellent. Thank you very much.
All right.
No burnt split pea soup for me.
Well, I see you got the salad and the pasta. So the police have shown up on scene, and they're going to go inside, but the doors are locked. Somebody might tell them the doors are locked.
And so November 9th is when they come.
Well.
The only concern we have...
Okay, we have a police officer talking now, and I'm going to step in here and see what's happening.
Huh? I can't hear you.
Do you think when it rains, it will come out the next day?
No, there's no question that there's no damage.
There's no deliberate damage.
There's no deliberate damage, but what we need to try to do
is not... So how come the citizens of Burlington are paying you to come here?
You wouldn't believe the things I get paid to do.
Okay.
Some of the calls I go to.
Well, thank you for
Let her finish.
But what I'm saying is please don't write on the building anymore. There's no problem with the protest. You know, I've met a lot of people here before. Everything's cool, but please don't write on the building. You know, I'm just asking you nicely not to write on the building. It's not necessary. There's enough of you to make your point here.
Uh-huh.
You see what I mean? Is that something we can agree on?
Well, I don't know. I didn't write on the building.
No, I'm not accusing you of doing it.
I don't want to do that.
But the thing is, let me finish what I'm saying.
Yeah.
They're concerned about the writing and the defacement of the government building. So this goes into a whole federal kind of gamut thing.
So one of us get cited for that?
It's a federal law, so it requires a little bit of research to determine who enforces that kind of thing.
Okay.
So what I'm doing is right now we don't have a problem.
Uh-huh.
If you can just please not write on the building anymore,
uh-huh.
Okay? Is that something we can be cool about? You got enough people here to make your point. I don't think we need to write on.
I don't think every individual can speak for any individual.
Yeah.
I can only speak for myself.
Do most people feel cool about that?
Well,
you know?
I think we can sort of say that we heard your message.
Yeah, okay, so we got the point.
Why couldn't they come us out and tell us that rather than causing the taxpayers of Burlington.
Well, I'm only here for a moment, and I think they just wanted to avoid any kind of potential confrontation, is the thing. And they know that we handle this.
You mean they have guns and we have a microphone and we're going to...
I think I'm the one with guns.
Oh, okay. Or maybe.
So I don't know. But if you can all just be cool, nobody has a problem, just please don't write on the building again, okay?
Well, don't talk to me.
All right, well, whoever did it, all right? I'm not hanging here or anything. I'm out of here. You make yourself comfortable.
Well, thanks for coming by.
Okay, well, hopefully I won't have to come back.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
See you later.
So there you have it.
Take it easy.
One of the things that I want to talk about is I am age 54, and I am Jewish, and I am from Cleveland, Ohio, living in Montpelier. And I'm kind of sad that there aren't people here for my age. I appreciate the energy and the youth. This gentleman might be encroaching on my age level, and my friend Rose is. And we came all the way here after hearing Daniel Berrigan and David Dellinger speak at Goddard College the other night to join this action. The last time I was in an action, it was with my friend Joseph Gainza, who heads the American Friends Service Committee.
The sound's off the wall.
It's bouncing off the wall. And I was dressed in a red, white, and blue polyester suit. Back in those times, there were things called affinity groups. And Abby Hoffman was a very, very dear friend of mine and called me up to consult with him many, many times on projects over 25 years. This country, and I would not be a member of an affinity group, but I had a red, white, and blue polyester suit, and I was the first one to be arrested. I understand that part of this action is for food, not bombs, but there is only one way for this government to know the consciousness of its citizenry, and that is to get it on a piece of paper, to get arrested, to be cited, to go to court, to put up bail, to get the liberal do-gooder lawyers to come and defend us for our consciousness. And I asked the purple people eater gentleman and the parka over here, what's your name there?
That is a goddess. Where'd he go?
Who's the guy that organizes?
Nobody knows that.
Gideon. Well, no, I organize it. Rest me. Gideon, yes. Why there isn't an action planned here for civil disobedience. And it hurts me and it pains me from walking in the street from age 8 against racism and militarism and etcetera-ism, and especially coupled with the history of Vermont's history here from the Vietnam War and whatever, in all of our actions in the street and our protest at GE for Gatling guns, why we are not lying down on this sidewalk and going into court. So it seems to me that there is a college crowd here, if you will. Correct me if I'm wrong, I'm not making an accusation. But where are your uncles? And where are your parents? And where are your professors? I won't come to the city again until I get a notice that an action is planned of cultural diversity, of age diversity, of creative diversity. So you got balled up. And 164 left, because she would have had to rest with me. Thank you all for being here. Take this message back into your community, to your friends, to your uncles, to your parents, to your grandparents. It's not good enough. It's wonderful that it's here. It's not good enough. So, Abby Hoffman's friend, Fred Lee, says goodbye.
All right.
Fred Lee back again for Channel 17, wherever it is. I asked for paints or chalk, and I found two paper plates and some sidewalk chalk. And my mural on that wall that you can't see, asked this man come out here, and what is he doing in there when he has children? That's what my mural says. You can't see it. So when it's all over and done, I signed it, I dated it, take it into your committee files, and that's my gift to you. These people are only human beings. They work for a job. They have to be informed. They have to be told. We should be singing songs through those windows instead of trying to penetrate brick penis with chalk and asking those people to come out here and join us.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. Yay.
You want to hold it? Can you hold it?
Okay, just so that you all know, in fact, Food Not Bombs is about organizing affinity groups. Food Not Bombs is about doing direct action. And Food Not Bombs is about providing people the training they need so that they can do it in a skillful, knowledgeable way. We have engaged already this week in nonviolent direct action. We will probably be engaging in nonviolent direct action again later next month. The particular reason this particular action doesn't have it is because we can only do so much. And what we're trying to do right now is get more people organized, more people educated, more people trained, so that we will have a base of operations to work from, with people to work from. So any of you standing here who are interested in learning more about nonviolence, learning more about direct action, learning more about protest movements, please come to our meetings. We have meetings every Sunday night, starts at 6:30. If you had not been to a meeting before, come at 6. And it's at 242 Main Street, the teen center there, so-called.
Community center.
The community center, that's what it is, yeah. It's Sunday night at 6, for those who've never been to a meeting before. It's this Sunday, we'll have a meeting. We are planning an action on November 10th. We're also talking about doing a war toys action during the holiday season to protest the manufacture and selling of toys to glorify war and militarism to children. And we anticipate that that will be a nonviolent direct action. And we really like to create affinity groups. So if you have an interest in getting more involved, if you think that you can make a difference, and that's the kind of people we want, then please come to our meetings. And if you don't like meetings, just let us know that you're interested, and we will help you get involved. We will help you know about the things that are happening. And like this man said, affinity groups is the way to go. And that's an autonomous group of people who are friends, who are willing to work together. You can do the actions you want to do on your own, and then we can work collectively together to do actions like this and others, where we can come together and be a larger force to be reckoned with. And, you know, if we had more time, if we had more training, if we had more preparation, the idle threat of don't write on the buildings, you know, we could just ignore. We could be writing as she's saying that, if we were ready and prepared. So it's not the fact that we're not knowledgeable and not willing. It's just that we have to organize ourselves and be trained. So I just want to make that really clear. And ultimately, you know, I think we want to be a diverse group. We want to involve people of color. We want to involve older people, younger people, anybody that wants to be active. But after all, it's a personal choice, and each person has to make it one at a time to get active and do things. So Food Not Bombs desires to be a catalyst for change in our society, and one of the major... I just got back from Europe. I spent the last month in Europe touring Germany and Belgium, visiting Food Not Bombs chapters there, because for those of you who don't know, Food Not Bombs is an international organization now, and the groups there were very impressed, and it was also like news to them that the whole point of Food Not Bombs is to be for something. We're for a new society. We're for a society that feeds people and houses people and gives people education and health care. Not a society that dominates and controls and breeds conformity and death. So this attitude of being for something is really important, because revolutionary movements of the last couple of decades have primarily been identified with being against the corporate state and being against the military. And while that's something we support, we recognize that it's very difficult to get any kind of mass movement built around being against something. And so we are in the business of creating a movement for something. And we really have a clear vision of an alternative. And if you doubt me, come to our meetings, come talk to us. We have a plan, we have a vision, we have some definite skills and information about how this society could be a better society. So please, if you have any interest at all, join us. We need the help, we need the support, and everybody is welcome.
Woo!
anybody would like to get more involved in an upcoming direct action on November 10th, they should come to Billings, which is up at UVM, on University Place, this coming Monday at 7:30, 8:30, and then after that, or during that meeting, is going to be a planning for November 10th action against Shell, so it'd be good to have lots of different folks there, thanks.
Partially about providing ourselves with alternatives to the corporate and government options that we have. This is a perfect example. Here we are providing ourselves with a meal, free. It didn't cost any of us anything. It's a good, nutritious meal, and we didn't have to rely on any of them to do it. We came together to do it. To me, that's what we should be doing, providing ourselves with alternatives and not being dependent on them. We can, and it doesn't have to just be food. It can be a lot of different things. It can be transportation. We can all get together and scavenge all the bikes that are, there's hundreds of bikes in this town lying all over the place, and we can put them all together and have all our own transportation and not be reliant on the corporate, global, multinational gas companies like Shell, like Chevron, like Exxon.
OPEC, go!
If once there's enough of us, I don't see why we have to go to the university anymore for an education. We can provide our own classes.
Right on! Yeah!
We can. People can study up on things and offer classes for free to anybody who's interested. If you don't like the classes being offered, you can offer your own. It'd be beautiful. We can do it with many, many different things. Anything in your life that you realize that your options are limited in what you can get, we can all get together as a community, hundreds of people, thousands of people, we could all get together and create our own alternatives. And once we're doing that, it would just snowball. Everybody would be interested. Because everybody knows the faults with the oil companies and the corporate-dominated universities. I mean, at whatever university you go to, if it's a big university, look at your board of trustees. Most of them are on the boards of major corporations, corporations that you've realized already that you don't like for one reason or another. It's ridiculous. So here we are feeding ourselves, and I don't see why we shouldn't keep going from here.
Right on! Yeah!
Broadcasting their event on a station here in town, showing us how we can do that ourselves. And we can do it. We can have our own radio station, get our own news, and not be reliant on the news that's fed to us on the corporate-dominated media stations that we have right now. So come on out for that. There's a flyer on the table over there, the Unfree Trade Tour.
Northern Radio, we're talking here in a group. How many times do you see people talking in a group and really talk? They're watching something, they're being distracted. We're just sitting here, just, you know, it's kind of hard for me to talk this way. I'm not used to talking here. Anyway, you know, what the hell? It's just getting that group and talking about how you feel about it. You can't do that on TV. You can only do that on TV.
Feeding corporate greed, time to meet the people's needs. Stop feeding corporate greed, time to meet the people's needs. Stop feeding corporate greed, time to meet the people's needs.
Stop fighting corporate greed, time to meet the people's needs.
Stop feeding corporate greed, it's time to meet the people's needs. Stop feeding corporate greed, time to meet the people's needs.
Stop feeding corporate greed,
it's time to meet the people's needs. Stop feeding corporate greed, time to meet the people's needs.
Stop feeding corporate greed, it's time to meet the people's needs.
Pentagon has got to go.